Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Chief Hogsett. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Salters reaches second base with a double. There goes Trosky trying to get to home. Bell throws the ball in to Carey, who relays the ball to Heath, who tags Trosky, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath fires to third and picks off Hale. Pitlock moves to second. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vosmick. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Larry applying the tag. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Hughes reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hughes scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Hale steals second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Whitehill moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Hughes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Whitehill scores. Larry goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. Vosmick moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogsett hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner pinch hits for Roy Hughes. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a fly ball towards left. Vosmick settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Vosmick. Kroner moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky strikes out. 1 out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-1, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Hale reaches second base with a double. Luke Aupel now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. John Kroner now playing third base. Bruce Campbell now playing right field. Roy Weatherly now playing center field. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Larry reaches second base with a double. Whitehill moves to third. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Whitehill scores. Larry scores. It's 12-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Soltis takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly takes first base on ball four. Soltis moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Hoffman pinch hits for Lou Caupel. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2 Indians. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis scores. It's 12-3, Indians. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball four. Clift moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ethan Allen now playing center field. Bill Trotter now pitching. Joe Becker pinch hits for Frankie Pitlock. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Whitehill bunts towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Trotter covering, for the out. Becker moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to third. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 2 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Becker now catching. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Harry Davis now playing right field. Rogers Hornsby now playing second base. Jim Bottomley now playing first base. Tom Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Soltis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Trosky moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weatherly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-3, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Becker moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis scores. It's 15-4, Indians. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.